I'm going to jump now then to halftime of the Orange Bowl game in 1963. Alabama with Joe Namath and OU. Tell us the announcement that was made at halftime.
I was down in the basement of my house in Lawton where the television set was. Some other people, we were watching the game. We didn't go with the game. At halftime, they announced that Robert S. Kerr had suffered a massive heart attack and died. At the game, Howard Edmondson was there in person, and so was President John Kennedy. Kennedy was up in a box, and Edmondson down on the 50-yard line closer to the field. And they showed on television, after they made this announcement, as Edmondson got up, and they followed him up the steps to Kennedy, and they said, no question what they're talking about, the governor will have to appoint someone to fill the vacancy until the next general election. About that time, my phone rang, and J.C. Kennedy called me, my political friend, Lawton. And he said, Ned Shepler and I are going to send a telegram to Edmondson suggesting that he appoint himself, meaning he resigns as governor. He only had 7 days to go, I believe it was. He resigns as governor, and George Nye, the lieutenant governor, becomes governor and appoints Edmondson to the Senate. And he said, do you want to sign that telegram with us, the two of us? And I said, no, if I were going to suggest he appoint somebody, I'd say appoint his brother, Congressman Ed Edmondson. I think Ed Edmondson could get elected. You know, I wasn't thinking at all about myself in the Senate. I was running for governor again. I'd run and lost. I was going to run again, and I was certain then Kerr was going to support me this time. And I had reason to believe that. If they thought anything about myself, it was that I've lost a good supporter in Kerr. Well, they said no, they were going to go ahead and send a telegram to Howard to appoint himself, and they did. Incidentally, I talked to Drew Edmondson when I was at that Oklahoma Historical Society thing about Howard Edmondson's governorship. Drew Edmondson is Ed Edmondson's son. I was telling him this, that I'd suggested his dad be appointed. And he said Howard offered it to him. But Ed thought that would look like nepotism, and he couldn't get elected, Ed, the brother. So Howard did go ahead and appoint himself.
He did through the lieutenant governor.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
That's what he was doing, right?
In all the history of the United States Senate, a lot of people, not a lot of governors, have in effect like that appointed themselves to the Senate. But only one in history has ever been elected after that to the office, and that is Happy Chandler of Kentucky.